Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, October 29th. Markets closed mixed today with a little bit of volatility here early on the opening, and then things settled down. We had December corn finish up 2.25 cents at 386.25. That's 4.25 cents off a 382 low. Markets giving back about 20 cents now of the 50-cent rally from 352 to about 402. So that's kind of a Fibonacci retracement there. We almost put in an outside day up on the charts. We did trade below yesterday's low and above yesterday's high, put in a high at 387.5. If we'd have closed at 386.75, that would have been a positive signal on the charts there, taking out yesterday's low and then closing above previous day's high, but not quite there, but still an outside day. Maybe there is some hope here. We had the crop ratings unexpectedly for this time of year rise 2 percentage points from 56% to 58%, good to excellent. That's interesting. On two notes, we've got the slowest harvest since 2009 with only 41% of the corn crop harvested, and the maturity running behind. We're about 20 points behind in Michigan, 21 in Indiana, 16 Ohio, 11 in South Dakota, 19 in Wisconsin. So it'll be interesting to see what the USDA does with these numbers that are late maturing and not harvested yet. Funds are still short about 88,000 contracts in the corn. We will have to see how they react. Markets also chopping around ahead of the updated WASDE report due out next Friday. In the wheat, we had December Chicago finished down 0.25 cents, 5.11.5. December Kansas City finished up 2 cents at 4.19. Minneapolis December finished down 2 cents, 5.25.75. You had a good bounce off the lows in the wheat in the last hour of the overnight session. Maybe it had something to do with the Egyptian tender. They bought 235,000 tons of wheat, none from the U.S., took 115,000 from Ukraine and 60,000 each from France and Romania, but purchasing maybe kind of lifting all boats. But then wheat drifted back lower to finish the session, and then middle of the range in Chicago and back up near the highs in Kansas City. Looks like the planted wheat acres for winter wheat are going to be the lowest in about 110 years. We have been decreasing those acres over the last several years. Doesn't seem to be putting a huge dent in the carryouts, though, and so that's the reason we're still down here at these depressed prices. Winter wheat was 85% planted versus 82% on average. The condition, first one, 56% good to excellent, and emerged came in at 63% versus 64% on average. In the beans, January finished down 2 cents, 933.5. An announcement overnight that from the South China Post saying that this phase one deal would be signed at the APEC summit in November between Trump and Xi had the markets rally all across the board. We had a good rally right on the opening at 8:30. Beans in January traded as high as yesterday's high at 940.25, which also is the price of the 20-day moving average. That's the second day in a row we hit that and failed after trading under it a couple of days ago. Markets then backed off later in the day. There was an unnamed source out of the U.S. administration saying that that deal may not be signed, actually, in Chile in November. But that doesn't mean things aren't going well. It just means things may take a little bit more time. And so that definitely took the wind out of that rally pretty quickly. And markets finished in the beans now down near the lower end of the range. Harvest at a very slow pace in the beans as well, slowest since 2009, 62% yesterday. The market was looking for about 65%, and that's versus a 7-8% average, severely lagging there in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and that colder weather and snow moving through the Midwest could delay that again. Outside markets, we've got the dollar down one tick, 97.51. It'd be good to see that dollar get back below the 200-day moving average around 97.15. Maybe take another leg lower and help out our exports. Crude oil down 5 cents a barrel at 55.76, and you've got the stock market just fractionally lower at this point. So that's all I have for today. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.